Hi everybody, another concept video for lesson one, week one of Shared Wisdom. Now, you know that our bodies are an instrument of our intuition, and in fact our intuition shows up for us in various areas of our body individually. So your body actually has a language that speaks to you, very specific and unique to you. Not every one of us feels the same way about certain things, but many of us don't know the language of our own bodies. And this is where our own personal bias shows up, where we feel fear, where we feel a lack of safety, where we want to get close, all of these different feelings that we have, where we know truth to be true or a lie to be told, all shows up in our body, not our mind. The first feeling that you have is always going to come from the body. We can also understand stories in motion of other people by how we identify with them, and our body says that too. We can be really relaxed around somebody, or we can have anxiety around somebody. So we want also this year for everybody here to be really, really clear on how you start to feel around other people. It's not always easy for you to get into the observer right off the bat. That's why you don't force this and you don't resist it. You pay attention to your body to receive information first. So you're always asking yourself, how do I feel around this person? What comes up for me? You can always pull a card. Remember that everything in the outer world reflects us too. If ever we have a really strong feeling about somebody, be it a negative reaction to that person or a really positive one, it doesn't matter. We want to pay attention to those big feelings. And that's really when you're going to want to pull a card. So I'm just giving you this information now for this week. You can take a look at your coworkers, your family, you know, strangers. Where do you feel a really strong pull or a strong, you know, resonance in your body? And then you're going to pull a card. So I'm going to pull one actually for me with all of you. I know how I feel. I know how excited I feel that you're here. But I'm going to ask, you know, what do I need to know about you, right? So we're always in service to the rest of the world too. So what do I need to know? Aw, we were going to co-create together. I love this. Oh my God, you cannot make this up. So good. Okay, so this is how I feel about you, that we're in this together, and it's so true. I look at this card, co-create, and I'm going, it's a we thing. I'm not by myself in front of a video camera. We are co-creating this together. My job with you and my role with you and your role with me is to prove that the conscious universe exists. Because we are powerful co-creators, we're going to see the epiphanies. We're going to see the transformations. We're going to see that with our own eyes. And we're going to do this together. So how cool is that? So I knew I felt good about you guys. So now sometimes we might feel, you know, I don't have anybody to do a personal reading on here in front of you, but you might feel a little tweak about somebody. What do you need to learn from that person or about that person or about your dynamic? So I want you to start thinking like that too this week. And these are not things that you're gonna share in the group, by the way. These are things you're gonna do by yourself, for yourself in your journal, which I hope you have purchased. And if you have not, I've given you a whole week to get settled because you're going to be with me for a very long time this year. So this is also a way for you to remind yourself that you are not just a mind. Your heart has a say, your intellect has a say, but your body, it has a say too and has its own language. So we want to assess energetically how you feel around other people's energy, and we want to also talk about this last thing. So we always want to be in the observer, but we can't always, right? It's not possible for us, otherwise we would be robots, right? Where we wouldn't have a personal feeling about things. We have to. So we always want to remember that we're going to be coming from two places. The personal self that has an identification with the energy. So when you say I identify, means I am, I feel, I am this, like I am angry, I am afraid, I am, we say I am, I am, I am. What we want to go from I am is I see, right? So, but first we need to go to the I am. What does the I am say? And then I feel this to I observe this. So we're going to be doing this dance all year round as well. And again, I'm just bringing this concept to you this week because it's It's going to give you something to think about. I'm planting the seeds, right? I'm planting that little acorn. It's going to take a long time for that oak tree to grow, but at least got to plant it sometime. I don't want to just spring it on you some point later. But this is how I want you to start thinking too, like, you know, am I identifying with these feelings that I'm feeling right now? Because that's my filter, right? Then that starts to clog up the filter. And on the other hand, can I step back from this since I know what it feels like to be in the observer and see it and observe it from a different position? So I really want you guys to go back in all your notes from Personal Mastery and the videos that you saw in Personal Mastery is to take a look at how you got into the observer, the get on your bird meditation. We're going to post it again this week because it's your key. It's your number one meditations, get on your bird. It'll always bring you into that state of very neutral observation, no matter how triggered you are or no matter how invested you are in terms of your motives, etc. So, okay, now I'm going to pull another card. We're going to do one more card reading on the personal self versus the observer. So what do we all need to know about moving from the personal self into the observer? Now, watch me get the observer card. But anyway, now this time, if you notice, I just put all the cards on in front of me, and I decided to fan them. Now I'm going to pick with my right hand. Doesn't matter. I'm just going to pick one card. Higher power. You can't make this up. I love this. Okay. Spirit. It's always spirit. If we're too identified with something, our ego is running. It's edging God out. We want to ease God's order. We want to be connected to the conscious universe. We want to come from our heart and from our soul. So how do we do that? We remind ourselves that we are not alone here, that in fact we have a higher power, a higher consciousness. And interesting, we talk about higher, so we want to step up. We want to step it up and look from a different point of vantage into the situation rather than be inside it. And of course, we know that that get on your bird meditation, and we're going to be doing tons more of that this year too, will bring us back into these more imaginative ways of using our vision to detach from situations. There you go. Next video, we're going to be talking all about ethics, personal responsibility, permissions, and boundaries. I will see you in that video.